ായ ഓം നമോ നാരായണായ. ഐ സല്യൂട്ട് വിത്ത് ഓൾ മൈ ഹ്യൂമിലിറ്റി ഓൾ ദ ബ്ലസ്ഡ് സെയിൻസ് ഓഫ് ദ പാസ്റ്റ് പ്രസന്റ് ആൻഡ് ദോസ് ഗ്രേറ്റസ്റ്റ് വൺസ് യെറ്റ് ടു കം. ബൈ ദർ ഗ്രേസ് ഐ എം ഷുവർ ഐ വിൽ ബി a pakka instrument in delivering what is to be delivered by the grace of the Lord. It's a great joy to the speaker as well as the hearer when subjects of the pristine Atma and the Supreme Paramatma are all spoken, felt, talked about and got immersed in by the great grace. In the Kali Yuga, where the Atvic knowledge is seldom understood by the maximum gross, it is a rare grace that souls are kept to enjoy, speak about and transmit the great Supreme Ishvara's vibrations for the good of one and all. It's only fair that having come into the human body, we understand that in this body alone we can think, we can have discrimination by the grace, can know what is right and wrong, and we can rise above the animal platform and function as somebody different from the gross, sensual and lower plane combination and meek. When we rise above, we are having the privilege of sitting as masters on a cleanly defined platform, not shaky, very good, solid and perfectly fit for strong future solid progress. Sitting in a vacillating place, in vacillating mood and all, no solid job can be done. But anything, a strong will backed by the Lord is absolutely essential. A fickle element can get it nowhere, least in the atmic and in the spiritual and godly line. Fickleness and vacillation and irresolution are all for the non-devoted. The Bhagavan has said, many branched and irresolute are the thoughts of the undetermined or non-determined. So, begging of the realized souls, their grace, and falling at the lotus feet of the great Supreme Ishvara, may I this morning start the small discourse on the Supreme Song Divine of the Lord, the Bhakti Yoga. And now we are going into the next sloka for discussion and dissemination unto the seekers to whom these sorts of things are the rare nectar and tonic, since they are verily advocated by the Supreme Lord Himself, by His own personality, by the very personality of the Lord, wishing the welfare and redemption of we in the mundane plane, well contained in the body made of the five elements. Now let us start. Let us see the next sloka. Hare Krishna.
Yona hrishyati na dveshti na shochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti manya same priyaha.
In the chapter 12, The Lord has been telling clean step by step the various methods and procedures required to near Him. This being the Bhakti Yoga, this is the simplest method advocated by the Lord for nearing His proximity and ultimately an entry into His dwelling place with Him forever by our side in a cognizable form. The Sangha Chakra Gadavani, you know, the flute player, the Govinda, the son of Nanda Maharaj, son of Vasudev. Now, in this particular sloka, the Bhagavan helps the Jivatma or the up-and-coming soul by further advocations. The Lord has made us understand that our vacillations are mainly due to our need to operate within the three modes of material nature, the plane of the three modes of material nature, namely Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. All these are of a vacillating nature and they only contribute to the various emotional, planes. So, here the Bhagavan says, Yovana Hrishyati, Hrishyati, that is, you know, getting joyous, you know, not in the atmic way, but delighting, you know, with the help of the senses, you know, feeling happy at hearing something nice, getting elated that way and all, you know. So, that is an activity by a mode of the mind, you know, directed or impelled by one of the qualities. You go and tell a man, my dear friend, you have passed the examination, passed in the examination. He immediately, like that, oh, I am very happy, he says. That is called elation. You go and tell somebody, how great is the Bhagavan? Yes, he is supremely great. That is not this elation. That is atmic elation, atmic realization and atmic proximity and communion with the Lord. But when we hear, I have passed, that is an elation the mental level. No? This is what we are calling a Hrishyati here. We are not telling the Ananda, we are telling the pleasure sort of it, you know, pleasure part of matters. So, the Bhagavan is not for a man to just simply jump with such pleasure. So, he says, Yovana Hrishyati. Then, you know, the next opposite for pleasure is pain, you know. Nashavachati. Advishti. Nadvishti. All these are there, one by one. You see? Hrishyati, then Shojati, Nadveshti, all these are words pertaining to the emotional level. Nadveshti. Here what this man, the Bhagavan says, the man should not hate. Hate is another impulse propelled by, you know, mostly Rajas and Tamas. Because the sattvic man is far beyond to a great extent hatred. So, number one hater is the tamasic fellow and his younger brother is the rajasic fellow. They contribute towards his most unwanted affair. And they are there, all three are there in a human being, you know. So, we have got to slowly work our way up and see these lower fellows are kept silent or thumped, kept under the thumb or even driven away. So, nadveshti, don't hate. Then Nashojati, you know, no one grieve on matters, you know, like slate is there, the child drops it, or pencil, it breaks, the child, you know, makes a big noise. The man's grief is also relative, something like that only, maybe in a broader way or maybe in a different plane altogether, but there seems to be not much of a difference, you know, getting depressed. Again, a propulsion by the three modes of material nature, mostly tamas and rajas. Well, what is next telling us? Na kaankshati. desire, no? I want this, I want that. You know, when you want it, no? Then again you are running towards it. And we got one wonderful thing, you know. When your desire is not satisfied, you get angry, you know. When anger comes, you know, there is a beautiful slogan somewhere, you know, in the third chapter, I think. When anger comes, you know, you so many havoc is being done. Havoc is being done. So this will read, Kankshadi will read, lead to, you know, anger. Anger will lead to, you know, so many troubles. So, na Kankshadi. Don't desire after all, it's all right. That way, na Kankshadi. Shubhashubha Parityagi, you know. Then you don't go into involvement in all things, you know, whether good or bad, because here the Bhagavan's main injunction is you get out of the three modes of material nature, mostly rajas and tamas, try to come to the higher platform in sattva, then become more steady and peep inside the higher planes of bliss, joy, ananda and such permanent things associated with divinity at the Lord and progress in that plane. So originally this dirt of two qualities, rajas and tamas, is got to be well washed by jnanam, you know, by hearing to the Bhagavan. Then a stability in sattva. Then proceeding far beyond, 1, 2, 3, step by step. Then come close unto the Lord. Then be with the Lord. Then forever be with the Lord, enjoying His great grace, His presence, everything. And as a permanent atma, a permanent place with the Supreme Bhagavan, that will not be disturbed in His own words, during creation or during dissolution. That is totally losing all ego connected with the three modes of material nature. That will make one not need anything from the material nature, and that in turn stabilizes the person and insulates him once and once for all from all material things, and then which in turn means eternity with the greatest Supreme Ishvara. And what happens? When he has developed all these qualities, you know, he becomes a first-class devotee, bhaktivan, you know. And, you know, the Lord ever declares, the devotee is very, very, very dear to me, you know. So, by following these injunctions, the person becomes eligible for segregation once and once for all from the materialism made up of all these qualities, supported by, you know, senses, mind, intellect and all in that plane. Then becomes eligible to keep company with people in the higher plane, all progressing steadily and slowly, and reaching the topmost plane, refuge, residence, and a place of supreme security, the Paramdham, and rejoice in the company of the great Supreme Govinda. Okay. Now we will go to the next slogan, which again gives more qualities that can make a man in truth feel that he is very, very dear to the Lord, and in that elation he will be able to kick more and more of materialism and third-rate things, progress and do full and complete justice for the pristine Atma, which he verily is. Of course, removing the coatings of dirt in the form of the two modes mainly, and namely rajas and tamas, and the third one helping him for progress and uplift. Now we will go to the next slogan.
Samasatrau cha mitre cha tathamana pamanayo शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु समसङ्गविवर्जितः.
द ब्लेस्ड लॉर्ड अगेन सी शत्रुवो च मित्रवो च सी मित्रवो च फ्रेंड एंड एनिमी. डज द आत्मा हैव गॉट एनी फ्रेंड और एनिमी और एनीथिंग लाइक दैट? नो. ऑल आत्मास इन वेरियस बॉडीज आर आइडेंटिकल. दे आर ऑल आइडेंटिकल in the pristine level. So who is the fellow who is dictating these various discrepancies? See, friend, enemy, like all that. That is the lower mind that is cognizing variety. Where is variety? In the material plane. Do you have variety in the atmic plane? No. It's all not like that. And supreme perfect, never changing eternal person is the supreme Ishvara, the Lord Govinda. So the varieties are to be dispensed with. What are the varieties like? Friendship, enmity. Then you know, manam and abhamanam, you know, honor, dishonor. It is caused by an external element, or you can also honor your own self or dishonor yourself. The Gita tells you, never dishonor yourself. Raise yourself by your own self, because your own self, well-controlled, is your best friend, and your own self, ill-controlled, is your worst enemy. So, manam and avamanam, you know, this feeling can come by an impulse from outside or even from you, you know. You pass an exam, then you feel honored yourself. You fail an exam, you feel dishonored. Or somebody can come and tell you, oh, you are a great person, then you are honored. And he may say, you are a good for nothing fool, then you are dishonored. So, you are able in this plane to register honor and dishonor. That again is an impediment and a handicap for you for stability. So what the Bhagavan says, remain neutral. How can you be neutral? Use the controlling power of your Atma. The Atma is the supreme controller in you, the controller. Use the power of the Atma and remain steady and, you know, hold these fellows who are, you know, making you the various moods of manam feeling, avamanam feeling, etc. So that is the next injunction. Again, you know, see the oshna sukha dukkha ishu. See, the dualities, the opposites are told by the Bhagavan, you know, with the order that you restrain from them. See the oshna sukha dukkha ishu. See, in coldness, in heat, in, you know, in pressure, in dukkha, despondency, the various activities in the world have got the potent power, if allowed, to make a man go into various moods, one totally different from the other, and either in succession or in a periodic nature, something like that. They do have, if allowed, the capacity to destabilize a person and keep him always under a mobile condition. You know, mobile means sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy, sometimes getting honored, sometimes getting a feeling of depression, all these various moods are caused by succumbing or admitting the three modes of material nature in oneself and in others. The best method to remain static is first to win over the modes of nature in you and using sattva to go up, stabilize oneself by going more and more near the supreme perfect, who is the supreme stable. So the advocation by the Lord is to stabilize more and more so that the taxing by the various impulses on you is totally got off, and gaining an initial platform of peace, work up more and more into tranquility, and then cognize the supreme tranquil. So this method is to make one eligible to know the dear blessed Lord, to get the preliminary qualifications, advance, and then go unto the proximity and ultimately know the maker. That means the end of all troubles once and once for all, and attaining an eternity from where one doesn't have any anxiety of transmigration or involvement at the lower planes and consequent pains and pleasures. More pain than pleasure. So that way. Now we'll go to the next point. Such a man, the Bhagavan says, is very, very dear to him. You know, very dear. When he says very dear, he means very, very dear. You know, that's the point. Come on, next.
తుల్య నిందాస్తుతిర్మౌనీ సంతుష్టోయేన కేనచిత్ అనికేత స్థిరమతిః భక్తిమాన్ మే ప్రియో నరః.
తుల్య నిందాస్తుతిర్మౌనీ. When a man gets provoked, a man comes and tells, "Hey, you are a big fool, man." That's enough. To send a fickle man immediately, I mean, boiling, and the feud can follow and all, and you know, you can know what it is, a feud, third and fourth rate. How it has initiated, the man came and said, "You are a fool." This man is of strong opinion that he is not a fool. So there is a defending ego. The ego says, "No, I am not a fool." Now another ego has come and told him that he is a fool. So we have got now two fine egos at the lowest level. And these egos can play havoc. They can have the game at the expense of the man, you know. Two egos, one arrogant ego, second defending ego. And now they are for the bout, all right, platform prepared. And well, a feud, bickering and all, and perfect and complete wastage of a lot of energy. To have no solution and then to remain the same way, one contradicting the other, "I am not a fool," the other fellow, "No, you are a fool in my opinion," and you know, with the same status quo to continue further, or by a grace, if some good man comes and pacifies, to forget all and go off, gaining absolutely nil